On today's edition of Tourism Roundup, we bring you highlights of the second staging of Christmas in July. And in our No Jamaica feature, we drive down to Rock House in Westmoreland. Stay with us. Christmas in July 2016, held on Thursday, July 28, was a major success, as hundreds turned out to participate in the corporate gift-giving venture. Organizers of the event enjoyed a record increase of 33% turnout from last year, which resulted in successful contracts valued at $1.1 million. The one-day trade exhibition held in Kingston saw 110 local producers of authentic Jamaican gift and souvenir items showcasing their products and networking with corporate executives. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett commends the organizers while adding that much is being done to further build on the success of the event.
Initiatives like Christmas in July also helps us to build our nation's cultural capital, that is our art and craft, our performing arts, our food, our fashion, our tradition, architectural and historic heritage, and other elements of our culture.
Minister Bartlett adds that the government is working to provide training and access to capital for artisans in the craft sector, as well as small tourism enterprises.
To that extent, we are going to be establishing the Institute of Craft, and we are working currently with the Edna Manley College of Visual and Performing Arts to build out this Institute of Craft, which we expect to be operational by 2018.
Additionally, Mr. Bartlett says the ministry will be providing financial support to tourism businesses and players.
In a matter of weeks, we will be signing a memorandum of understanding with the local Import-Export Bank of Jamaica, which will enable small and micro-tourism enterprises to access up to $25 million at 5% interest over 5 years.
Christmas in July, fast becoming a premier event on the Ministry of Tourism's calendar, provides local manufacturers and entrepreneurs with the opportunity to showcase their products and services. State Minister for Finance and the Public Service, Favel Williams, says Christmas in July will further aid in boosting economic development.
We know that the scope of gains here today will extend far beyond the boundaries of these walls. We know that the linkages that are established across the firms and industries here today are important in economic development. We also know that countries with strong linkages have high productivity. High productivity leads to high GDP growth, which is what we all want in Jamaica.
Exhibitors were excited to be a part of the Ministry of Tourism's Christmas in July. Owner of Sweetie Confectionery, Patrick K. Aarons, was thrilled to be at the second staging of the event.
This year has been equally as good. We've been making some interesting connections throughout the day, and definitely I'm going to be pursuing those. So it's a really great event. It's good to see quality Jamaican products on show, and it's good to be able to send the signal to corporate Jamaica and the rest of the world that manufacturing in Jamaica is not dead.
The youngest entrepreneur present at the event, 14-year-old Gabrielle Spence, operates Just Guess, a handmade jewelry company. She tells us about the inspiration behind her business and what she hopes to achieve going forward.
Well, I just like being creative and drawing and designing things. And then I started making jewelry, possibly to make a store. To a place called
Jamaica. And in our No Jamaica feature this week, we drive down to Rock House in Westmoreland. Rock House is a casually chic boutique hotel perched on the scenic cliffs of Negril's pristine cove in Jamaica. The property sits on 8 acres of lush tropical gardens and features world-class dining, spa, and wellness programs that celebrate the abundant culture of the island. We've come to the end of this week's Tourism Roundup. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aline Campbell for producer Shinari Ferron.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.